The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Tonight, Derek Chauvin found guilty of murdering George Floyd.
He is now heading to jail tonight.
The latest from Minneapolis as Hollywood reacts to the verdict. Then, an ET exclusive, Joe Exotic's prison interview.
Get me the hell out of here.
His life behind bars, deteriorating health, and why he claims Carol Baskin will help him get out of jail.
It is time for Carol Howard to put up or shut the hell up.
Plus,
am I okay?
Why Britney's parents are going head-to-head in court as Demi Lovato fights against frozen yogurt.
I walked in, was so triggered that I left without Froyo.
Why she's sorry, not sorry. Plus, how Michael Bolton's helping celebrities find love.
E.T. starts right now.
The trial of Derek Chauvin has been the biggest TV event of the year. Millions tuning in to see if the former Minneapolis police officer will be found guilty in the death of George Floyd.
And now the jury has spoken.
We, the jury, find the defendant guilty.
Chauvin was convicted on all three counts.
I couldn't eat. I couldn't sleep.
CBS This Morning's Gail King in Minneapolis described a tense scene hours before the verdict was read.
I've never been afraid. But I can honestly say I was afraid. Before I came, the security asked for my blood type. And I said, am I going to need a transfusion of some kind? That question threw me.
The broadcast networks broke into programming for the guilty verdict, which was a huge relief for activists and celebrities who shared their reactions.
We need justice for George Floyd.
I feel like I've done videos against police brutality. I feel like this is like my seventh time. People are tired of that.
E.T. was in Minneapolis for George Floyd's memorial last June.
Steph, what do you mean to be here today?
You know what, man? It's not about me. I think it's more about just standing with the family, you know, in a moment like this. Just literally letting them know that they're not alone. You know, for me, it was a no-brainer just to come be a part of a mission that's for good.
We'll have more on the verdict tomorrow. Now, an exclusive, Tiger King Joe Exotic. We have his first prison interview.
Howard Baskin said that they would vow to help me get a pardon if I would support the Big Cat Safety Act. It is time for Carol Howard to put up or shut the hell up because I'm accepting their offer.
Yeah, not so fast, because there is still no love lost here. Joe Exotic broke his silence for the first time after Howard Baskin made this ultimatum to The Mirror, quote, if Joe were to come out and say, I would like to support passage of the Big Cat Public Safety Act, it might position him in a positive way for a pardon, and frankly, I might be willing to go and urge at least a reduction in his sentence.
The Big Cat Safety Act, the way it's written, is not going to help anybody except PETA and Carol Baskin. So, other than that, they need to stay the hell out of the news with all their crap just to get their name in the paper, because I just called their bluff.
E.T. reached out to Carol, who said they stand by their offer with one major caveat. Quote, I wouldn't seek a reduced sentence for Joe based upon him just saying he'd help. He'd have to actually work with authorities to bring all of his buddies to justice and work with legislators to end cub handling.
Listen, if I live through this because my health is deteriorating by the day, we're going to turn this into something good. I stand for prison and justice reform.
Joe has been behind bars for 2.5 years so far and claims the prison system is not adequately addressing medical issues.
I weighed again last week and I lost another 10 pounds. And I have to get blood infusions as opposed to every 4 weeks that I've only been getting about every 3 months. I have hemoglobin anemia. They used to take me downtown to the cancer center for treatment, but we stopped doing that. I refused treatment for tuberculosis last week. My mouth is full of ulcers. I cannot eat. I look bad.
Despite all that, Joe says his husband of 3 years, Dylan Passage, is sticking by his side, despite putting out a statement 3 weeks ago they were seeking a divorce.
The guy has been through hell, and he has stood by my side the entire time. We were talking about a divorce a few weeks ago, so he can move on, and we we talked about it some more, and we decided to stay married. He has told me over and over, if I make it out of here alive, I still have a home to come to.
I am done.
You're done.
I'm done.
By the way, this Tiger King saga is being turned into a limited series by NBC. Now, SNL star Kate McKinnon will play Carol Baskin. Mm. And we just learned John Cameron Mitchell, who won a Tony for Hedwig and The Angry Inch, will play Joe Exotic.
Nice.
And don't forget, CBS also has a Tiger King project in the works for Amazon that will star Nicolas Cage as Joe Exotic.
I love it. Give me all the projects, though. I could watch this story forever.
We all could.
Oh, my gosh. It is. Yeah. Meanwhile, millions have watched the documentary about Britney's conservatorship battle. It is so disturbing. And maybe that's why Brit just sent out this message.
Hey, we're here to answer all of your questions. Would you hold it against me? Am I okay? Yes, I'm totally fine. I'm extremely happy. I have a beautiful home, beautiful children.
Britney, who recently made a rare public appearance to shop in Malibu, tried to reassure her worried fans.
I'm taking a break right now because I'm enjoying myself.
But her posts, including this fashion video, come amidst a startling development in her conservatorship case. Her once close parents are facing off against each other.
We're very close, and we're raised in a family together, and we're best friends.
ET has obtained court documents filed by Lynn Spears. Britney's mom is objecting to a request by her ex-husband Jamie for attorney's fees totaling more than $890,000. Keep in mind, that money is paid out of Britney's estate. Lynn calls the request substantively improper. Some of that money, $224,000, was allegedly used for press relations.
If she wants to end her conservatorship, she can file a petition to end it.
Including TV interviews by Jamie's attorney to, quote, combat media coverage that cast Mr. Spears in a negative light.
Jamie loves his daughter.
The issue is expected to be discussed at Britney's next conservatorship hearing a week from today. Now to another pop star, Demi Lovato, under fire.
As someone that is in recovery from an eating disorder, I still, to this day, have a hard time walking into a Froyo shop, ordering yogurt, and keeping it down.
Demi blasted a local frozen yogurt shop over its promotion of diet products, saying she was triggered. The company explained it was catering to customers with special nutritional needs or diabetes. Facing backlash yesterday, the 28-year-old apologized.
I just want to help continue to make this world a better place. And if it upsets some people, I'm so sorry. Baby, I'm sorry. My intentions were not to come in and bully a small business. That was not it. I walked in, was so triggered that I left without Froyo, and it made me really sad. People with eating disorders should be able to go in and feel safe wherever they go to eat.
Sometimes I'll still struggle with past behaviors kind of and cravings creeping in.
The singer's always been open with ET, and after the controversy blew up on Twitter and divided celebs, Demi offered to help the shop. A source tells us she is focused on staying healthy, taking care of herself and work.
Okay, let's move on to Wonder Woman Gal Gadot. She turns 36 next week, and in this ET exclusive, Gal told our Rachel Smith there's an even bigger event that's worth celebrating.
Gal, yeah, I gotta kick things off with saying congratulations, mama of almost three, because you are.
Thank you so much. There's a bump. There's absolutely no two ways about it. I'm pregnant. Yes. Thank you so much.
The last time Gal was expecting, now 4-year-old daughter Maya, she was shooting Wonder Woman and doing stuff like this. Well, this time, she's hosting and executive producing a new documentary series with her husband on National Geographic's YouTube channel, Impact with Gal Gadot, features 6 real-life Wonder Women who transformed their personal hardships into a way to help others.
Whenever we talk, I keep on telling them, you're the real hero. I'm just playing an act. I just read lines and being hanged on wires, but you actually walk the walk.
Kelsey Ellis is one of those women. After losing her twin sister to COVID last year, she channeled her heartbreak into teaching others how to heal through surf therapy.
Kelsey, when you got the phone call that Wonder Woman herself wanted you to be able to tell your story, what was your reaction?
Well, at first I thought it was like a scam. I was like, this can't be real.
Now, Gal, on a lighter note, honey, do you surf?
Not yet. I told Kelsey she has to work it on with me because I'm good in standing on the board after I'm being pushed into the wave, but catching the wave by myself is still challenging, but there's...
We'll make it happen.
Yeah, exactly. We'll work on it.
She's Wonder Woman. I have a feeling she can do just about anything she puts her mind to.
Yeah, the stories they tell in this series are beautiful. All right, we jump from Wonder Woman to a former Batman's wild transformation.
Bloody hell, what have I done?
Christian Bale doesn't look like this anymore. We reveal his new Thor look. Then reality TV's wildest show yet.
Here's my husband, and...
Our first look at extreme sisters, only we're talking to the show's twins who married twins.
These two couples are living together under one roof.
Plus, our iconic leading men of the 90s TV series continues, hanging with Mr. Cooper, Mark Curry.
And I'm on Entertainment Tonight. I'm an icon.
Hey, everyone, it's Kevin Frazier from Entertainment Tonight. You know what? If you enjoy listening to our ET podcast, guess what? You'll really enjoy watching the TV show. Tune in every weeknight for all the late-breaking entertainment news. Check your local listings for where ET airs in your market or go to etonline.com. Wow, Christian Bale is at it again. Slimmed down and shaved head to play the villain in the next Thor movie. His transformations are off the charts.
Bananas.
Crazy.
I don't know how he does it. It's crazy.
I want to find out so I can get this belly under control.
There you go. Well, let's stick with the extreme theme. I give you Extreme Sisters. It's a new TLC series about inseparable siblings, right? Kevin loves this. And our Rachel Smith bonded with the identical twins, Brittany and Brianna, who married twins and just had babies.
This is kind of their TV debut. They're so excited to meet you, Rachel.
Oh, I'm so excited to meet you guys.
Brittany and Josh's five-month-old Jet and Brianna and Jeremy's nearly one-month-old Jax are considered quaternary multiples. That means they are full genetic siblings from identical twin parents.
What will Jet and Jax call their aunt and uncle?
We are still going through that process. We don't feel like aunt and uncle captures what the relationship is.
I feel like I'm Jet's parent. I think he feels the same way about Jax. We're raising the kids together. So it feels like just one family unit.
The four of us are meant to be together.
Some fun facts. The twin sisters matched on their wedding day and have the same engagement ring. They met their twin brother husbands at a twin conference, and all six live under one roof. We see all the twin sanity on Extreme Sisters, premiering Sunday on TLC.
We have very much found that privacy is becoming an issue. Bedrooms and closets, that has been a huge, huge issue in this house.
We want to wear this
Yeah.
too?
Yeah.
Okay, now where's the other pair?
But finances, that's never a problem.
We have one big bank account that we all share, so dividing up money is not a problem.
Have like an allowance? Each person has an allowance? I mean,
No. It's not it's like just that. One account. Yeah, it's just... We all just use the one account.
Yep.
Don't do it.
But Nichelle, there's one pair of sisters that share a boyfriend.
That's even worse than sharing a bank account.
I love this show. All right. Up next, the one and only Michael Bolton. When
a man... As the singer celebrates a major music milestone, how he's helping celebrities find love.
I think we have to stay tuned.
Plus.
Welcome to the set of Hangar, Mr. Cooper.
We're throwing it back with Mr. Cooper, the show's little-known connection to Growing Pains and what Mark Curry's revealing about a reboot.
I wanted to wait to Entertainment Tonight and say it.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
When you choose Organic Valley, not only will you be enjoying great-tasting dairy, you'll help to save over 1,600 small organic family farms who are protecting over 400,000 acres of organic farmland and all the plants and animals that call it home. This is dairy you can feel good about. It's great-tasting, high-quality organic dairy, ethically sourced from small organic family farms. To find Organic Valley Dairy near you, visit ov.coop. That's ov.coop.
This Friday marks the 30th anniversary of Michael Bolton's hit album, Time, Love, and Tenderness, that gave us the iconic remake of the Percy Sledge classic, When a Man Loves a Woman.
Yeah, Percy Sledge birthed it. Michael Bolton definitely did his thing on the remake. But listen, that man still has some swag. And he is putting it to good use on his new dating show. Yeah, you heard me right. I spoke to Michael all about that and his big music milestone.
I'd be alone in my hotel room and I go, wow, this has really happened. I would allow myself to believe it.
Michael's seventh studio album sold 16 million copies and won him a Grammy. And E.T. was on set the day Michael filmed the music video for another one of the hit singles.
I distinctly said, no cameras in here. What is this?
Now, three decades and a lot shorter hair later, the 68-year-old is not just singing about love. He's trying to help other celebs find it on a new reboot of The Dating Game.
Let's play the celebrity dating game.
Zooey Deschanel co-hosts and, well, Michael is doing what he does best.
I'm going to be singing throughout the show to give people hints.
And I remember the windmill talking about that.
Hannah Brown is one of the guests. I wound up at one point singing, I found someone. She's from Tuscaloosa. She was on The Bachelorette. She's been moving on since Jed did her wrong.
We know that Hannah actually does have a new fella in life. Did she meet this fella on the show?
That's a very good question. Because there definitely was chemistry going on between people during the show.
The show premieres June 14th on ABC. Rapper Iggy Azalea and Taye Diggs will also be looking for love.
You don't need to sing a song about Taye Diggs for me, because I I'll just take that date. I'll take it.
Taye Diggs was one of my favorite people on the entire show of all the episodes.
I mean, can you imagine if you walk around that wall and Taye Diggs is standing there? Come on. Well, now let's go from a music legend to a TGIF one. Our iconic leading man of the 90s TV series is hanging with Mr. Mark Curry.
You've been kind of making me laugh because you're like, am I iconic? Well, this is the iconic leading man of the 90s.
Wow!
And I'm on Entertainment Tonight. I'm an icon.
What's my theme music?
What was the secret to the success of Mr. Cooper?
Camaraderie. You know, we were a team. We had so much fun. Me and Holly. We would laugh so much on this set with Raven. We would laugh so much. We would laugh more than the show.
Welcome to the set of Hanging with Mr. Cooper.
Oh, E.T. saw that firsthand during our many visits to the Hanging with Mr. Cooper set over the years.
You guys ready?
Yeah, we're ready.
Yes, Five seconds. Four.
The TGIF sitcom about Curry's character, a Golden State Warriors basketball player turned teacher, co-starred Holly Robinson Pete and later Raven Simone. It debuted on ABC in 1992 and aired for five seasons. The now 59-year-old comic brought receipts of the show's success.
Nobody can say they had a lunch
that
pail.
Is amazing.
What?
Nobody has this.
Oh, my God.
What?
Bam!
Oh, my God!
Bam! Campbell soup, man. Now, this is really iconic because this is the original blazer that I wore on the first pilot episode.
Principal Rabbis, how you doing, sir?
I didn't even know what I was doing.
You weren't an actor.
They asked me, have you ever acted? And they showed me that contract, how much? Yes, I've done plays and done mini series. I've done a one-man show. It was crazy.
Speaking of that pilot episode, Curry told me the Seaver family secret about why the set looked so familiar.
We did it on the set of Alan Thicke's show, Growing Pains.
Why are you playing with that giant rubber band?
We didn't change the furniture. We didn't change nothing. They just said, come at 3 o'clock and shoot this thing. And I went on the lot and I shot it. So Alan Thicke came on in the pilot.
This is my host. Who are you?
My name is Mark Curry. We're doing my new sitcom here. And I said to him, I said, are you Alan Thicke? He said, yeah, that's me in the picture. He said, I thought these were the white people that came with pictures. And they kept it all in. So if you look at the first show of Mr. Cooper, it's the only pilot in the world that we shot a pilot that went to air.
That's amazing.
That's amazing.
That is
amazing. On another set, on somebody else's set.
You talked about your cast, and I know you and Holly still keep in contact. Do you all still keep in contact?
Yes, I still see Raven. We're still close. We're going to bring the show back together. I see Frasier coming back together. We coming back together.
I was going to ask, would you? Could you?
Yes. It's time
to
come back.
Have you talked
about it? We haven't talked about it, but I wanted to wait to Entertainment Tonight and say it. We want to bring Mr. Cooper back, so if you're out there and producers, let's do this.
I like that reboot because I do Hanging with Mr. Frasier every single day.
Every day. Isn't it a pleasure? It's a pleasure.
Oh, man, goodness. Well, tomorrow, he played Melrose Place's resident bad boy, Jake, our iconic leading men of 90s TVs, getting all the behind the scenes goods from Mr. Grant's show. And can I say, the man looks better today than he did back
How'd
then.
How'd that go?
Just saying, I had a good time.
Yeah, all right, coming up, 80s icon Boy George is dropping major biopic news. The Game of Thrones star, he wants to play him on the big screen.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Hey, everyone, it's Kevin Frazier from Entertainment Tonight. You know what? If you enjoy listening to our ET podcast, guess what? You'll really enjoy watching the TV show. Tune in every weeknight for all the late-breaking entertainment news. Check your local listings for where ET airs in your market or go to etonline.com.
This podcast is supported by FedEx. FedEx offers fast delivery, more visibility, simple returns, and weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. population on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. With FedEx, you get picture proof of delivery, ensuring you always know where your package is. Returns are simple with packageless and paperless returns. Plus, FedEx Ground is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. So, what are you waiting for? See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx.
June's Journey is a fascinating hidden object mystery gaming app where you'll play as June Parker, tasked with a daunting obligation, solve your sister's murder. Set in the 1920s, the era of glitz and glam, this family mystery is one for the ages. Everyone's a suspect until your investigation determines otherwise. The clues are all around you, hidden within tricky twists and turns. You'll collect detailed information about each character in your photo album where you'll comb over every detail. You can even join a detectives club to chat and play with others or against them in the detectives league. With hundreds of puzzles to solve, you should probably get started today. Discover your inner detective when you download June's Journey for free today on iOS and Android.
Hello, I'm Boy George, and I'm very excited to announce the movie of my life and culture club called Karma Chameleon will be shot this summer in London and around the world.
Wow, how about that? Boy George making it official.
I'm here for it.
A movie about his life is going to happen.
Yeah, there's only one problem.
Who's going to play me? So, we're looking for a brave young actor from anywhere in the globe to take on the role of his life.
How about Harry Styles? His name's come up. I kind of like that one.
Interesting, but Boy George has said he thinks Sophie Turner would be amazing.
Really?
No, I'm serious.
All right, why not? Do it, Sophie.
Take care, everybody.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.